Hello, it's Peter here. It's Wednesday afternoon as I'm speaking to you, so you'll be watching this on Sunday. Who knows what will have happened by the time you get to Sunday. Must admit I'm feeling a little bit strange, a little bit nervous about doing this. I haven't preached to a camera before. I'm more used to preaching to all of you, and I'd feel more at home if you were all here. And I think it's something reassuring about seeing your smiling faces. So I'm just going to have to presume your smiling faces are there somewhere in the distance and that you're smiling back at me, and that will make me feel a little bit more comfortable. What a strange time we're in. I've never known anything like this. This virus has changed the entire world in such a short time. And because everything has changed, and because we're not meeting as church, and especially because so many people are afraid, I've decided that we're going to pause our sermon series in Luke and just to speak about the situation we find ourselves in for these next couple of Sundays. I want to briefly reflect on the situation we're in and give you some encouragement. In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter writes a letter to Christians who are really under pressure. They're out of step with their community, with their world, because they're starting to say that Jesus is Lord and that Caesar isn't their Lord. And so they're starting to feel like they are aliens in their own countries. They're strangers in their own culture. And their faith is really under pressure and they're really being tested. Peter says in the first chapter that these young Christians are experiencing grief and trials of all sorts of kinds. That includes persecution for their faith, being misunderstood. All sorts of pressures are on them. And so they're doing life pretty tough. And it's in this context of Christians doing life tough, of being under pressure, that Peter says right near the end of his letter, cast all your anxiety on God, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on God because he cares for you. Now, that's my encouragement for you today. One verse. It's a one-point sermon. It'll be the easiest sermon you've ever heard from me, I hope. Cast all your cares on God because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 7. Now, it's quite understandable if you're feeling anxious, afraid, uncertain, if you're feeling disturbed at the moment. Over the past couple of weeks, it's been like every single day there's been some new directive from the government or the health authorities or from the diocese that's changed our situation and made life harder and harder. Every day we've had to cope with new information. And I thought it was bad enough when I couldn't shake people by the hand. Well, now I can't even be in the same square meter as people. I have to keep away from people. And this virus has literally forced us apart. I know that social distancing is good for our physical health, but I'm not sure it's going to be good for our mental health and our general well-being. So I think a lot of people are feeling quite anxious, quite fearful, quite uncertain, quite disturbed. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about that for a while. What are we fearful of at the moment? It'd be good to try and see if you can articulate that. What am I fearful of right this minute? Well, the most obvious thing I think most of us are fearful of is getting this rotten virus, this coronavirus, and falling sick. We might be fearful of passing the virus on to somebody else. We might be fearful of ending up in hospital, and particularly ending up in hospital when things get really bad and our doctors and nurses are really under pressure and they're not going to be able to cope. You might be fearful of running out of food or running out of medication or even running out of toilet paper. I mean, that's bizarre, isn't it, how that's happened? You might have fears for other people, the elderly family member or the person who's living by themselves down your street or someone that you know who's got a compromised immune system. And then there are all the economic factors, aren't there? You might be fearful of losing your job or your business going out of business or not being able to pay your bills. Or many, I know people are watching their superannuation going down at the moment. I just wonder what you are fearful of at the moment. Can you identify those fears? Because sometimes it's hard to put those fears into words, but I want to encourage you to try and do that. Try and articulate what's going on inside you. What are you feeling disturbed by? See if you can even write it down. Because I think if you can articulate what you're fearful of and write it down, you can then discuss it with somebody. And it may be that in bringing your fears out into the open, you might discover whether or not they're reasonable. And you might find in discussing with somebody else, is there anything you can do? Is there anything that's practical and possible that might change your fears, might relieve your fears in some way? But the most important thing I want to say to you today is that then the best thing to do is to pray about your fears. How do we pray in a situation like this? That's where I want to go back to my one point, my one verse. Go back to 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on God because he cares for you. Now, cast is the same word that's used in Luke 19 when the disciples go to find a donkey for Jesus so that he can ride this donkey into Jerusalem, the Palm Sunday donkey. And when they find this donkey, it says they cast their cloaks on the donkey's back for Jesus to sit on. Now, having cast their cloaks on the donkey, they then don't go and rip those cloaks back before Jesus can sit on them. They leave the cloaks there. So when Peter says, cast your anxieties on God, he's saying, give them to God and leave them there. Don't take them back again. And that whole idea of casting your anxieties on God comes from the language of Psalm 55, where the psalmist says near the end of the psalm, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I want to give you an example from my life recently of what I think this means, what I'm trying to encourage you to do. Last week, it seems such a long time ago, but it was only, 8 or 9 days ago. Last week, I had a meeting with the St. Alfred's Parish Council on Monday and then the St. Luke's Parish Council on Tuesday. And at both of these parish council meetings, the councils made the unprecedented decisions to suspend all public worship services at both churches. I found that having made these decisions, which I totally supported, I then felt very unsettled over the rest of the week. Not sure I would use the word fear, but more the word disorientation or unsettledness or disturbance. I didn't know quite what to do with myself and what to aim at anymore. I recognised I was disturbed in my spirit. I couldn't focus on what I normally do and I wasn't as efficient in doing things as I normally would be. And I eventually worked out what I was concerned about and what I was anxious about, and that was about all of you, about the church, about St. Alfred's and St. Luke's. I was starting to sort of worry and think and rethink things and wondering, will everyone be okay? What will happen to the church? Have we made the right decision? I was going back and over this again and again in my mind. And in the back of my head was this nagging feeling that this is not what ordained ministers are supposed to do. We're supposed to nurture the church and grow the church. We're not supposed to go around closing churches. It wasn't until this week that I started to get a bit of perspective on this and started to understand what I had been feeling when I was so foggy and confused last week. And so just the other day, I wrote this short prayer. This is how the prayer goes. Dear God, this is your church. These are your people. I know you love them more than I do, and I trust you for the future. Please glorify yourself through this time. in Jesus' name. So that's my attempt to cast this particular anxiety, if you like, this particular worry, to cast it on God. And I am trying to exercise my will in not taking it back. I want to leave that with God because it is God's church, and I trust God for the church, and I trust God for all of you. So that's my attempt to do it. In chapter 16 of John's Gospel, Jesus has been telling his disciples that he's about to leave them, and they are going to experience some deep grief because he's going to go. And they're going to be scattered to their own homes. Does that sound familiar? And they are going to abandon Jesus. And then he finishes in verse 33 of John chapter 16 by saying, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Notice that Jesus tells disciples, tells followers, tells you, in this world you will have trouble. There is no doubt about this. And we have no control over the reality that there is trouble in the world. Things just happen, and we're seeing that at the moment. The question is how we respond. Jesus says, "In me you have peace." There's the perspective of faith, to look to Jesus. In him there is peace because he has overcome the world. Erwin McManus is the senior minister of a church in Los Angeles called Mosaic Church, and I had the great privilege of hearing him speak with thousands of others a couple of years ago. And I read an article of his this week, which I found very helpful. And he was reflecting on these words at the end of John 16, these words of Jesus talking about being facing trouble and of knowing that there is peace in the Lord Jesus. And McManus says this, and I'm quoting from him, from his article here. He says that what we fear has mastery over our souls. When we are anxious, we lose our strength. When we are afraid, we lose our courage. When we have found peace, we have both the strength and courage to live the lives we are created to live. Now, I found that quite helpful, particularly the opening line, what we fear has mastery over our souls. The Bible tells us to fear God, to have that reverent awe of God, and to allow God to have mastery over our souls, not to let all the things that are happening in the world take away the peace that we have in the Lord Jesus. I've called this sermon Faith in a Time of Fear. I could just as easily have called it Peace in a Pandemic or Calm in a Crisis. We have no control over what is going to happen in our world this week. And as I said at the intro, by the time you listen to this, the whole thing could have changed yet again. But this comes as no surprise. Jesus told us we would face trouble in this world. God has not been surprised by this virus, and God is still there, and God is still in charge. He cares for you. So I want to encourage you to cast all those anxieties you're feeling on him and to know his peace. If you struggle with prayer or if you're just running out of ideas, let me suggest one website that you can look at to find lots and lots of prayer resources. It's a resource from England. It's called Thy Kingdom Come. If you look at that website, Thy Kingdom Come, comes with the backing of the Archbishop of Canterbury. There are a lot of resources there. Feel free to go on there. You can register if you want, or you can just look at the resources. I want to assure you that I'm praying for you and that the staff team are working hard on your behalf here. We're all praying that you will be okay, that God will fill you, that God will use you, that God will reassure you, God will be with you. We've begun ringing around all the members of St. Alfred's to ensure that you're okay. We want to know if you're not okay. Please let us know. We may have to keep our distance, but now is not the time to run away and hide. Now is the time to shine like stars in the universe, as Paul says in Philippians chapter 2. For God cares for us, and out of his care and out of the peace we have in God, in Christ, we can then care for one another and care for others. God bless you. Please be assured of my prayers. And when you cast those anxieties on God, for goodness sake, don't take them back. Bless you.